Canadian woods we've met from one bright island flown. But it is the land we tread, but yet our hearts are with our own. And ere we leave the shanty small while fades the autumn day, we'll toast old Ireland dear, old Ireland, Ireland boys array.
Oh, Ireland boys array, Ireland boys array. We'll toast old Ireland dear, old Ireland, Ireland boys array.
We've heard her faults a hundred times, the new ones and the old, in songs and stories, rants and rhymes, and larks some 50-fold. But take them all a grain and small, and this is what we'll say. Here's good old Ireland, loved our Ireland, Ireland boys array.
Oh, Ireland boys array, Ireland boys array. We'll toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland boys array.
We know both brave and good men try to snap our rusty chains. Both patriots grieve and martyrs died, some still say in vain. And old boys know advance will show how far they've won their way. Hooray for Ireland, God bless Ireland, Ireland boys array.
Oh, Ireland boys array, Ireland boys array. We'll toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland boys array.
Canadian woods we've met and we never may see again. Old Ireland where our hearts are set and our loved ones do remain. But come fill up another cup and with every sup we'll say, here's to old Ireland, long live Ireland, Ireland boys array.
Oh, Ireland boys array, Ireland boys array. We'll toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland boys array. Oh, Ireland boys array, Ireland boys array. We'll toast
our
Ireland, dear Ireland, Ireland boys
array. Well, there you heard the Irish Rovers. We feature them a lot on Sounds Irish. And that song in my book has two names. First of all, it's entitled Ireland Boys Hooray. But on another album, it's entitled 'Twas Deep in Canadian Woods We Met. Or I'd rather have Ireland Boys Hooray by the Irish Rovers. Now, friends, I want to play for you two tracks that were recorded by Irish showbands, just to fill you in on what the showbands were. For many, many years, people used to go to dance halls on Friday, Saturday or Sunday night, and they'd hear the various bands. But all those bands were playing the same sort of music. They were all sitting down on chairs with music on stands in front of them, playing their Glenn Miller and their various other big band, and then the singer would get up and sing. But they were all doing the same thing. Then somewhere along the way, somebody decided, I think it was the Clipper Carlton that started it all, to do away with the chairs, and they all stand up. Everyone stands up and they do away with the music. In fact, they were what we call busking. There is an American word for it, but I can't remember what it is at the moment. And they would try to copy the records of the day that were in the charts. And I played with one such band. First of all, when I joined the band, they were all sitting down, reading music, playing Glenn Miller, as I say. Then slowly, as the craze grew and people wanted to hear more show bands and more chart songs, we put the chairs away and we had to impersonate the singers of the day. It was my job to impersonate Pat Boone and Roy Orbison, and I hope to God no one ever told them. But I'm going to play for you now a track from one of the Dublin show bands. In fact, I'm going to play you a track from the same show band. I'm going to play you two tracks from the same show band featuring their singers. First of all, we have a singer called Gregory, and the song is entitled More Than Yesterday. And you can just picture the lads, and as they were on the stage playing and singing, they also did sort of choreography, fancy steps. One forward, two to the left, and one back sort of thing. Are you still with me? Here, Gregory, and More Than Yesterday.
I love you more.
Gregory and the Cadets show band and More Than Yesterday. Also now want to point out that at the same time that the band scene was changing, the record scene was changing here in Ireland. Heretofore we had only records, and they were records, 78s many of them, of Ceilidh bands and Irish singers singing Irish songs. But then as the record industry grew, more and more companies started and more bands started to record. But if you listen carefully to the early recordings, you'll find that there's a tremendous amount of reverb, tremendous amount of echo, because that's the way they did it in those days. Now it's the turn of the ladies. This is Eileen Reid, also the singer with the Cadets show band. And she's singing a song entitled If I Had My Life to Live Over. And once again, listen for the reverb and listen to the arrangement.
If I had my life to live over, I would still do the same things again. I would still like to roam to a place we called home, where happiness never did end. I would meet you when school days are over, and walk down the lane we once knew. If I had my life to live over again, I would still fall in love with you. I would meet you when the school days are over, and walk down the lane we once knew. If I had my life to live over again, I would still fall in love with you. If I had my life to live over again, I would still fall.
Eileen Reid, and If I Had My Life to Live Over. And I said so often when you hear those recordings of that particular time, they sound as though they're singing in the bath, do they not? We'll come back to the show band scene in a couple of weeks' time. But if you've got any questions, don't forget, drop me an email, everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. You don't have to worry about my name. That's just the email address. And now for the wonderful, warm voice of Dolores Keen. I think this girl is so talented. She started, as I've told you before, as a traditional Irish singer, and she's branched out. She could sing anything for me. Here, A Storm in My Heart.
The stormy winds and the raging seas, the driving rain, it lashes my face, it breaks all my bones and burns my skin, and delivers me to this place. You bind up my wounds with your healing hands. You whisper sweet words, born in the dark. You raise me up and you calm me down. You're starting a storm in my heart. A storm in my heart. A storm in my heart. You're starting a storm in my heart. The ghosts are there behind my back, racing clouds all in the night, breaking waves on a lonesome shore that leave the spell. You touch the pulse and lift the clouds. You whisper sweet words all in the dark. You chase away the hungry wolves. You're starting a storm in my heart. A storm. Timber is weak and the sails are torn, ready to betray my loving trust. To fix the rope around my neck and deliver me to my rest. I fall
she had Irish traditional music in her genes, in her bones. There, the lovely voice of Dolores Keane and Storm in My Heart. My Johnny McAvoy track on this week's Sounds Irish is one that I've played on the programme before, but I haven't played it for a little while. And I'm playing this for one special listener who I know is listening to the programme and is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. I hope you enjoy this one, honey. This is the story of the Ballad of John Williams. Now, John Williams, he was fed up of Ireland. He didn't want to see any more of the bogs or the peelers, that's the police, that in those days it was. So he decided with his young bride to go on board a ship to America. But what ship does he get on? The Titanic. Now, they do say here in Ireland that if you hear the banshee crying, that's a woman, a fairy woman, if you hear the banshee crying, somebody is going to die. Take a listen to Johnny McAvoy and the Ballad of John Williams.
Last I saw John Williams, a young man full of pride, to have his bride of just 4 days stand shyly by his side. He laughed and slapped me on the back, said, "Boy, oh, can't you see? I've seen the last of windswept bogs, and bogs the last of me. And the peelers and the landlords, and the risings of the moon. And if ever I return again, it'll be too bloody soon. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes." He said, "My friend, I'll take my chance in far-off New York town. They say there's lots of work there, and a good man won't stay down. For with my lassie by my side, we'll build a better home. And when the sea trips over land, we never more will roam. So we said farewell upon the quay. There was nothing left to do but to pray for John and his lovely bride that their dreams might all come true. Oh, I envied you, John Williams, and your lovely fair-haired bride, to be sailing on that mighty ship across the ocean wide. For she's the finest liner that was ever built by man, and they say there's naught can sink her, not even God's own hand. Man's pride can be his own downfall. That great ship sailed from home, but I thought I heard the banshees cry. That chilled me to the bone. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes. Round and round the iceberg flows.
Round and round the iceberg flows. Johnny McAvoy and the Ballad of John Williams. I never tire of listening to that song. If you recall, on last week's Sounds Irish, I played for you a track by the new singing sensation Donna Taggart. Going to play you another track from Donna now. If you recall, that one was Jealous of the Angels. This is Donna Taggart and a lovely voice she has entitled Guiding Light.
Well, the road is wide, and the waters run on either side. And my shadow went with fading light, stretching out towards the night. 'Cause the sun is low, and I yet have still so far to go. My lonely of the wonder. There's a sign ahead, though I think it's the same one again. But I'm thinking about my only friend, and so I find my way home. When I need to get home, you're my guiding light, you're my guiding light. When I need to get home, you're my guiding light, you're my guiding light.
Simply beautiful. Make note of the name, friends, Donna Taggart. There she was, singing Guiding Light. Now, this is something I love doing on Sounds Irish. We're going to change the whole scene here, the whole setup. We're going way back to one of those lovely old Irish American songs. And of course, it's sung by Bing Crosby. It tells us the story of the young man who left Ireland to go to New York. And he barely's coming back home again. Where is he coming back home to? Dear old Donegal. Make allowances for the old recording, though, friends, but I think Bing Crosby sings this really well.
Three years ago this very day I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from old Erin's Isle I landed in New York. without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore. But I wore an honest Irish heart and fortune came galore. So here I am back again on dear old Erin's Isle. The friends, they meet me on the quay and they greet me with a smile. For there's faces there that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But me mother, she introduces all, and this is what she says.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy. Shake hands with your sister Kate. And this is the girl you used to swing down on the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Well, they gave a party when I came back, and they came from near and far. And the road was lined for near a mile with Irish jaunting cars. And the whiskey flowed like buttermilk to fill our hearts with joy. And the piper played an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. So tomorrow out to church I'll go, and wedded I will be to my pretty little Colleen, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her Barney o'er the sea, and will join the harp and shamrocks for the Stars of Liberty. There came Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Colonna, O'Honohue, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Skelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Pat O'Brien was great.
Then shake the hand of your Uncle Mike and the hand of your sister Kate.
And I'll hug and I'll squeeze as much as I please the girl in the garden gate.
Then invite all the neighbors to the wedding, great and small.
And I'll live content and pay no rent. Indeed, old Donegal.
Now, I meant to do this the last time I played that track. D-O-N-E-G-A-L. Here in Ireland, we call it Donegal. Everywhere else, it's called Donegal. But it isn't. It's Donegal. But anyway, there, Bing Crosby. As regular listeners will be aware, Joe Wallard is a big fan of the High Kings. The High Kings, they are a very, very talented group, and they've just finished a tour of Ireland. I think so, anyway. But they're going to sing for us a song that I think a couple of weeks ago I played the Patsy Watcorn version of. Take a listen to some wonderful harmony from a live recording of Red is the Rose from the High Kings.
Come over the hills, my bonnie Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow. And I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lay of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the bourne. But my love is fairer than any.
'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that we strayed, when the moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon, she on its rays, on her locks of golden hair. And she swore she'd be my love forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the bourne. But my love is fairer than any.
It's not for the parting that my sister pains. It's not for the grief of my mother. It's all for the loss of my bonnie Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the Boyne, but my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the Boyne, but my love is fairer than any.
Thank you.
Oh, wasn't that fabulous? Well-deserved applause there for the High Kings and Red is the Rose. Now we come to one of those tracks that I mentioned earlier, that it's a bit longer than we usually have. It is quite a long track, but it tells a story. It's a song here, sung and written by one of my friends who's gone to God now. That's Dermot O'Brien. And Dermot tells the story of Dublin in 1962. Tells the story of how he met his future wife, and they went up to the park, which is the Phoenix Park, and they danced in Cleary's, which is a ballroom, or was a ballroom, over one of the big large stores in O'Connell Street, and then how he went away to America to make his fortune. I think it sums itself up if you listen carefully to the lyrics. Dermot O'Brien and his version of Dublin 1962.
Kids say that, just tell us one more time about when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met Ma, and everything you saw, and tell us all the things used to do. So I close my eyes and roll the years away, and everything's as clear as yesterday. For how could I forget that summer when we met? It was Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny and all our skies were blue in Dublin town 1962. Climbed the hill of Holt and down again, walked home from the pillar in the rain. We courted in the park when the lights glowed in the dark, danced in Cleary's
and the Metropole till two. We crossed the Halfpenny Bridge at eventide. It felt so good to have you by my side. And we watched the mailboat sail. Paper boys cried, herald and mail. In Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue. In Dublin town in 1962. Many more, we kissed it all goodbye. Sailed away to give our luck a try. In this land across the sea, that's been good to you and me. Where our children play as we once used to do. While my kids say, Dad, that's really quite a tale. We can see you have the spirit of the gale. And we know there's no regret. And we're very glad you met in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962.